This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. Hello, hello, everyone. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Happy Friday. I am super excited today because we are live at Vision Expo with one of my favorites in the world, Sherri-Ann James, the Chief Marketing Officer and Senior Vice President of Customer Engagement over at Essilor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a mouthful of a title there. And I'm actually going to say I'm here as Essilor Luxottica because that's one of the most exciting things about us being here. For the first time ever, we have a joint Essilor Luxottica experience. So yes, even though I'm the Chief Marketing Officer and SVP of Customer Engagement at Essilor, we are here as Essilor Luxottica for the first time ever.
I know that must be amazing. I'm super excited just to understand what's going on and know what everyone's talking about. If you don't mind just kind of painting a picture of what the atmosphere is like down at Vision Expo at the first ever Essilor Luxottica booth.
It's really exciting. You know, the thing that I didn't even realize until I came here and started hearing all of my industry friends say this over and over again, it's just so good to be back. It's just so good to see each other. It's just so good to interact, to get out of our desktop interactions and to be able to be here and commiserate and exchange ideas. And that energy has been palpable. And so it's not the same scale as the other shows, but it's definitely wonderful that we're all here together. And the thing that I feel really proud of as Essilor Luxottica is we understood the importance of really being in front and pushing this restart and ensuring that the industry is getting back to full capacity and even more, and I'm just happy to be a part of that.
Awesome. Well, I know everyone's excited to be back, and I know they're coming over and trying to have all types of conversations just to know what's going on with Essilor. What are you doing over there? So let's dive a little bit more into some of the conversations that the eye care professionals are coming in having and just industry in general, because I know they're excited to know about what you're doing over at Essilor Luxottica.
Sure. So some of the things that they're really excited about is we have our Essilor Luxottica 360 content, and we're really helping the industry see the power of partnering with us together. So it's kind of taking Essilor experts and bringing the Luxottica frames to it and creating an even more powerful partnership. And in fact, we had a Essilor Luxottica 360 event last night where we bought and honored some of our best Essilor Luxottica 360 customers with just a special cocktail hour with festivities. And so that was really great to get to interact with them and hear how well their practices are doing. And what I want to share with you today is one of the things I'm most proud about is actually you're seeing some of it behind me with our Varilux wall. As you know, Varilux is the number one progressive for a reason. We certainly believe and know it to be the best. So what we're doing because of that is we're getting behind this brand in a scale that we've never done before. We know that this category is woefully underdeveloped. You still only have about half of U.S. presbyopes wearing a presbyopic correction. And so we know that there's significant opportunity for growth if we invest behind it. And that's why we are. So we have the most we've ever spent on Varilux. And not only are we doing advertising in the traditional way that you'd expect to see it, a lot of what I got to talk about, and I was even doing a thought moment with a leader from Google, is how we are really harnessing the power of digital media to drive a significant behavior change with the consumer and help them understand when they know about lens technology that we then drive them to the practitioners that sell that lens technology. So I'd love to tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, no, let's break down this campaign. I mean, I want to know everything about it from top to bottom. It seems exciting. It sounds exciting. As an eye care professional, someone that practices day in and day out, I am super happy to partner with Estée Lauder Exotica simply because you make my life so much easier. And you continue to do it year in, year out with your products, with your services. So let's hear about it. I want to let the whole world know about what's going on over there.
So the pandemic was a game changer on a lot of fronts. But one of the things that really had a significant influence on is consumers' digital media consumption.
Yes.
So what we are doing is what is a standard best practice in digital media. It's agile planning, where we see where the consumer is and we make sure that we are in those moments and showing them reasons to go to the eye doctor now. So I'll give you three examples. And so for example, right in the Orlando airport, but all across the United States, we are doing digital out-of-home ads. Now, when you think of digital advertising, people tend to think of social media, and we're doing that too, or display ads. But what a digital out-of-home ad does is it takes advantage of the fact that everybody's using their phones to kind of walk around with, and your phones kind of let people know where you are, including, you know, that's why you have geolocation. That also lets us understand who's seen this ad. So if someone's seen that ad, then we know, okay, they've seen the ad, we've told them why progressive technology is important, and then when they're on their social feed, they'll get an ad that says, it's time to go book an appointment to get Varilux lenses. And we've seen that really driving momentum and driving people into eye care practices. We're even able to do that with our TV ads in the following way. What we call it cutting the cord, that consumers have cut the cord, and so some of us still have cable TV, but a lot of us are using streaming TV. And when you use streaming TV, what's cool for us as marketers is I can know, okay, this particular viewer is in the proximity of Daryl's practice, so I can literally feature the Varilux ad and then say, book an appointment and have your practice name featured right there. And with your remote, you can click on there and go to an online booker. And we've been telling our doctors about how they can use technology like SmartBook so that their calendar is open and accessible 24/7, because that's how consumers consume digital media. So these are just some of the cool innovations that we're doing to take advantage of this massive appetite consumers have for digital media and using it to drive patient traffic to our friendly practices.
Wow, I'm blown away. I mean, not only are you the leaders in technology, especially when it comes to lens technology, but also when it comes to marketing, to be able to have that technology and help put patients in our exam lanes, especially after a tough year, 2020, this is really game changing. This is really gonna help take it to the next level when it comes to patient care and make it easier for us to be able to fill our books as well. So I just wanna say thank you so much for doing that. But what can my colleagues do to make this, you know, amplified? What can they do to really capitalize on this huge campaign? What's a call to action that we can put out there for all my colleagues?
Sure, so we have something that we're calling the Varilux Challenge. And for practitioners who aren't yet committed to Varilux, we want to challenge them for 30 days to make Varilux their progressive of choice and share with us what happens. We kind of know, we've seen how the story plays out. We know what's going to happen is they're going to have very happy patients who have these wow moments and share with them how they've never seen like this before, and they didn't realize that they could wear progressive technology and so seamlessly adapt. But we want the practitioners to see that for themselves, to see the delight in their patients, because the thing that we know to be true is when you give good quality eye care and eyewear to a patient, we don't get the credit. The doctor does, and that's what we want to happen. So sign up, join the Varilux Challenge is kind of the rallying cry that we have for all of our colleagues out there.
Wow, fantastic, fantastic. And I will be on the front line making sure that all my colleagues know about it and participate and make it happen as well. Do you have any last words, anything that you want to share with everyone out there in the world that's listening here before we let you get back to all the fun and excitement out at Vision Expo?
Sure. I guess I'll say to wrap up, we really want to encourage you to embrace the power of partnership. We know that as the industry continues to recover, and as I said, more and more patient prospects are consuming digital media, there's a lot of competition for those patients, and that's why we're so committed to doing what we say is shaping patient traffic, and we want to do that for more and more practitioners. So we encourage you to be an Essilor expert, to be an Essilor Luxottica 360 practice, so that you can benefit from the power of partnership with Essilor and Luxottica.
Awesome, awesome. Well, this has been fantastic, Sherry, and I'm always excited to hang out with you. I wish I was there in person with you so you can have a great time and you can show me some of the latest and greatest technology that Essilor provides. But this is super exciting. Everyone, I want you to check out Sherry Ann's Fireside Chat and all the other great content from Essilor Luxottica by heading to vee.essilorluxottica.com and keep an eye out for Verilux because it will be everywhere for you and your patients. So make sure you tune in. And also, you make sure if you're there at Vision Expo to check out the chat with Sherry Ann in the Google, the Fireside Chat. Make sure you check it out. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Thanks for tuning in. Have a safe trip. Have a blessed weekend. And make sure you party like a rock star over at Vision Expo and check out the Essilor booth. Have a great one, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you name it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.